Well, I suppose plenty of you are already planning on coming downtown Saturday, the 22nd, somewhere between 11 and 7 for the Wintrust Magnificent Mile Lights Festival. In our studio right now is Kimberly Bears. She is the CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
Nice sweater.
Thank you. It's our latest edition. We're a walking advertisement.
You certainly are. It's blue and white and silver with snowflakes, and it says Lights Festival in big letters in front of you, as well as Wintrust on there. So give me the nuts and bolts of this thing. When, where, how do I do it?
Well, first of all, it's free, so there is no cost involved. It's tomorrow. Saturday.
Yep.
Good Lord. Feels like it's tomorrow. Saturday, it starts at 11 o'clock with all kinds of activities at Pioneer Court, 401 North Michigan Avenue. We've got Photos with Santa, sponsored by Wintrust. We'll have, you were talking about Eli's Cheesecake. We've got bites from Eli's Cheesecake. We'll have some concerts. Some of our talent will be there, Plain White Tees and the Leo High School Choir, for example.
Plain White Tees will perform, DJ White Shadow, Club mm-hmm. Nouveau, Justin Roberts and the Not Ready for Nap Time Players, and then I just want to read this, Leo High School Choir, the acclaimed Chicago-based high school choir that made a run on America's Got Talent. It was so much fun to see them do so well. The boys just have such exuberant smiles. It just made you feel good about Chicago and those young men. And so they're going to be on a stage singing at some point?
They will indeed. Yep. Again,
downtown.
All free.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So it's the music, the activities. Are there merchant tents and beverages and food, or what do you see?
Yeah. Duncan will be there with some samples. We'll have some food. We'll have some samples. Again, everything will be free. The concerts, that will go from 11 to 4, and then we close that down and we shift to that little old parade that we operate.
Yes, it's the largest nighttime parade in America.
Correct.
How many people do you expect?
A million. A million, but it'll be fun. It's a fun million.
And it goes from where to where?
It'll start at Oak.
North Michigan Avenue.
Yep, it runs from north to south, Michigan Avenue at Oak Street. And it kicks off at 5:30 p.m. and it'll run south all the way across the river, comes up along Wacker. And then peels off.
Yeah, right. So what does that mean economically to Chicago?
Last year, our numbers were $40 million in one-day expenditures from the folks that came to the parade. One of the reasons the parade is so important, the local impact. And you know, not only does that obviously mean our businesses and our employees are doing well, but we generated $2 million in taxes for the state and another $2 million in taxes for the city.
That money is spent in restaurants and hotels, I guess.
Attractions and retail.
Yeah, right. Shops along Michigan Avenue. And it's all along Michigan Avenue, right? This isn't State. This isn't Columbus. It's Michigan Avenue we're talking about.
The Magnificent Mile.
You can get a million people from Oak Street to Wacker?
We can. And in fact, that just counts the folks that are on the street. We've got a whole host of businesses and offices that pack themselves out, too.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of folks, a lot of businesses that are offering ticketed events.
Ticketed events, meaning?
Meaning if you want to be inside and watch it, you can do that too.
Right. So if you want to be at one of the restaurants, which are facing Michigan mm-hmm. Avenue, there's one that's two stories up. It used to be Bandera. I forget what it's called now.
The Evie.
Yeah, right. Nice place. Good room. Boy, I wish they had the jazz back in there. But otherwise, it's still a really good menu. It's mm-hmm. a very cozy room. Or you could get one of the hotels. And mm-hmm. I don't know if they're still available, but say I want a street-facing window. That would be a good way to do it. I presume the occupancy rate is pretty high downtown for this coming weekend.
It is, and the hotels benefit. I mean, the hotels or restaurants, they all benefit. Last year's number was 15,000 hotel rooms. That's the number of hotel rooms that were booked because of this event. And it is my tip, if people want to avoid traffic and make sure that they're here for the start of the day and can get to their spot, either in their hotel or on the street, stay overnight. Be here Friday night so that you don't have anything to worry about. Otherwise, take Metro.
Yeah, right. Come on in from the suburbs, walk from Union Station, if that's the way you'd be coming. This is the way we've done things like this in the past. It's not a far walk from Union Station to, well, it was my commute every day from work when I was living in LaGrange. I take the BNSF to Union Station, and I loved the walk, too, by the way. And then you would go by the Kris Kringle Court, right, if you wanted to go that way, over to Michigan Avenue, take that in. Lucky you if you're staying overnight. I suppose if you're doing it right, you don't have to have a hotel room on Michigan Avenue. Stay wherever, right?
Right. Well, and we've got 2/3 of all the downtown hotel rooms in our district, so you've got myriad options.
Yeah.
24,000 hotel rooms just in our district alone.
Yeah, right. Cool. So that's this Saturday then. This Saturday, and it is the Wintrust Magnificent Mile Lights Festival, 11 to 4. For the lane, if you will. Is that
Lights Festival Lane is what we call that.
Is that Michigan Avenue and it's closed off, or what is
No, the avenue will still be open, but that's right at Pioneer Court. That's 401 North Michigan Avenue, where the Apple Store is.
Yeah, or as we used to remember it as, where our showcase studio used to be in the old Tribune Tower. That shared court is ground zero for everything.
Huh? Yep, yep.
Got it. So then that goes until around 4, and then the parade kicks off at
5:30,
and it goes down Michigan Avenue, and then the fireworks show.
Yeah, the Wintrust fireworks, spectacular.
Is there a better place in America for a fireworks show than over the Chicago River?
Well, I would say no.
I almost think that's not even a rhetorical question. It's just so gorgeous. I love the view, the reflection off the glass buildings and windows, and then, of course, the water itself. Any other numbers you want to share with us about economic impact and what it means to the Magnificent Mile?
Well, I'll say for the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, the show is syndicated. So you don't, if you're here in person, of course, that's the best way to see it. But the show is a gift that keeps on giving. It's broadcast by ABC across.
I was just going to say, it is on TV.
Yep. It's on TV and shown across the nation. So it's just a really fantastic way to keep giving.
Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, Goofy and Stitch, Woody and Buzz Lightyear will all be present in some capacity?
They will. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse from Walt Disney World Resorts are coming back. They are our grand marshals. And then we've got some of the characters you mentioned. Did you mention Santa?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. The Big Man of Christmas will be the finale, sponsored by Wintrust. And then the other fun element this year is that we have from Enjoy Illinois, Big Lincoln, Illinois' favorite son, is coming in the form of a giant balloon. This is the first time we've ever done something like that.
Do you have other balloons?
Oh, we do. We have other balloons. We will have Stitches as Santa.
The ones I was mentioning were balloons?
Yep. Every year we have balloons. Yeah. Last year, people might remember, we had a huge Kermit.
Right.
Kermit Santa balloon. And this year, our new edition is Big Lincoln.
Yeah, well, how apropos, and Santa Claus too. Okay, so it's this Saturday. You might want to head on over now and score your good spot. I mean, is that a recommendation too?
We don't like to do dibs. You know, that's a different kind of Chicago tradition.
Yes.
But it doesn't hurt to start to stake out your spot.
Kimberly Behrs is the CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association. And what's the best website to click on if I just want to maybe review some of my plans?
TheMagnificentMile.com, and you can find our holiday guide there too.
Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks, John.